time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading the Tuesday Times Standard, I noticed some good news and a lot of bad news coming at me, starting on the front page. The good news is that summer is coming, and the picture of people preparing for summer by relaxing under sunny skies, sipping wines, listening to music, and buying jewelry, well, it made me happy to be alive and living on the North Coast. But the good news only lasts so long. Reading further, I notice a sad story about a man drowning on the Klamath, and descending on down the bad news ladder, behold a picture of a .45 caliber pistol and an accompanying story about the guy who owned it, or rather had been wielding it till the cops caught him. I guess they could not find a picture of the guy himself, but I wish they would have, because he happens to be a convicted felon who was on parole and is now out on bail. This set me to thinking that we're not a very intelligent society if we can't keep .45 caliber semi-automatic pistols out of the hands of convicted felons. On page 3, there was another parolee who was caught by police packing a .22 caliber revolver in his pants. Do you think the omnipresence of guns in America, I hear there are some 300 million of them, is a good or a bad thing? One thing I know for sure, primetime TV thinks they're a good thing because so many popular programs are drenched with gun violence. When I was a kid, we did have some cop shows. I mean, who could ever forget The Lone Ranger or Wyatt Earp, The Rifleman, Gunsmoke? There were occasional shootouts with the bad guys, but today's television has taken cops and guns, guns and cops, to a whole new level. I try not to watch television too often because I'm convinced it softens the gray matter between my ears. It's soft enough already. But when I do, I'm amazed at how many shows show cops with guns going after criminals with guns. Inevitably, there's a showdown with the bad guys and the much-anticipated shootout at OK Corral with the bad guys, usually ending up with a bullet or two to end their criminal career and perhaps their lives. Whether it's NCIS, Law & Order, Castle, or that list goes on and on, the implicit message of these shows could hardly be more explicit. Guns solve problems. Find the bad guys, squeeze them into a corner, shoot them if you have to. The audience will like it. Let's face it, Americans not only own, use, and occasionally brandish firearms, we like to watch others shooting people for entertainment. The shootout seems to be the prevailing form of justice on the boob tube, and I haven't even time to mention violent video games. The problem is that everybody who wields a gun believes they're doing it for a righteous cause. That simply cannot be the case in real life. I worry about the moral direction of our country, where guns are firing on almost every channel. Have I a solution? Not an easy one. But for starters, I suggest we throw out the TV, go outside, and welcome summer. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.